The National Security Agency, or NSA, is at the heart of allegations by the former contractor Edward Snowden that the United States has targeted some of its allies for surveillance. The German news magazine Der Spiegel reports the NSA eavesdropped on European Union offices in Washington, New York, and Brussels, and that it has intercepted some half a billion phone calls, emails, and text messages in Germany alone. James Banford has written several books on the NSA. He explains why Germany was a target.
The interest in Germany would be economic, since it's the economic powerhouse in Europe, and political, because it, whatever happens in Europe pretty much goes through Germany at one point or another. It's being discussed in Germany.
Bamford also pointed out that two of the September 11th hijackers studied in Hamburg, Germany. German officials have expressed outrage at the revelations. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle.
Wir können nicht akzeptieren, dass aus Spain.
We are countries which are friends. There cannot be any justification with security aspects. At this point, clarification is urgently needed.
During his recent visit to Tanzania, President Obama said that European and Asian intelligence services are also trying to pry information from sources that are not open.
I guarantee you that in European capitals, there are people who are interested in, if not what I had for breakfast, at least what my talking points might be, should I end up meeting with their leaders.
Former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden told the CBS program Face the Nation that Snowden's disclosures will hurt U.S. intelligence sharing with its allies.
Look, we cooperate with a lot of governments around the world. They expect us to be discreet about that cooperation. I can't imagine a government anywhere on the planet who now believes we can keep a secret.
But NSA's access and technical capabilities dwarf those of other countries, says James Bamford.
The United States has the equivalent of a nuclear weapon in terms of eavesdropping. I mean, we are armed with nuclear eavesdropping capabilities, basically, compared to the rest of the world.
Some European experts say President Obama will have to do more than deliver speeches to calm the furor over privacy rights, especially as negotiations are set to start next week on a major new free trade agreement between the United States and the European Union. Cindy Sain, VOA News.